You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey.
Let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about graduation stories.
Yeah.
Do we want horrific? What do we want?
All the above.
Yeah, we want it all. It could be funny. It could be
embarrassing.
Yeah.
Cool. Maybe you had like a really cool guest speaker at your graduation.
Yeah. Mm. Like, God, who did we have? I don't even think they were doing that back then.
I don't think I had anyone cool at my college one. I don't know if high schools get them. But
maybe they should ask
me. Hillary Duff just spoke at a graduation. That would be worth calling in about.
Really?
Yeah, was it NYU?
What?
No. I don't think it was NYU.
Why would you? Okay.
Yeah, I hate all of that so much.
I would literally.
But what did she have to say?
It was a great speech. It was
Northeastern University. Northeastern.
Doesn't it always feel weird with the person who's standing up there is like, I succeeded without any of this.
Right.
But good for you guys.
They're usually getting like an honorary something. Like Taylor Swift spoke at
Columbia when she got
an honorary doctorate. But she's one of the most intelligent people in the world.
Course load. Who knows about? I don't know. I just did it, and now I'm
honored. You guys are so cynical. Let the girls have some fun.
Did you just now figure that out? It took you this long? Yikes! I just remember when I graduated, there was one kid, and I don't even know where he would have gotten this, but he got like the nude bodysuit because he didn't want to get kicked out, and then he got his diploma, and then like
opened up his robe.
And it was like. I was like,
just
no weenie.
Yeah.
Knowing him, I don't know if it would have been much different.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
That's pretty good, though.
It's not the worst. Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this before we get to other graduation stories. Tiak will be divorced when his son is 18.
What?
Because he has offered $1,000 for his child to fall on stage at graduation.
Yeah, and it has to be believable. You have to really eat it because it's. I mean, I'll work backwards. I'll give you 500 if you do an okay job, but you have to make it believable because it's hilarious. You'll go viral. It's so funny. It lightens the mood. Everyone's so bored at a graduation, anyways. Why not?
Big schools like
Why not a little trip to go? Did you see that?
Not a little trip, but you want him to like
hands to the ground.
Oh, at least
do you want him to take out one of the people standing there?
Even better, 1,200 maybe.
What if they get hurt?
1,300.
He's got copay money.
Oh my gosh.
No, it started when at my high school graduation, our principal fell off the stage.
That's your graduation story.
Yeah.
Did he do it on purpose? Did he make a grand for doing it?
No, he didn't. We were on the risers. It wasn't a stage. It was risers in the gym. So the chair got a little too close to the end. So when he sat back down, he fell. But they had the sound barrier things behind him and he knocked one of those over.
So it was a production.
Yeah, they had to reset the whole thing. And it's like, that's what you remember from the graduation. That's the most memorable graduation I've ever been to.
Without something like that, most graduations are just a list of names.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you care about one name in the whole group.
And your kids' friends.
Yeah, but it's like...
Okay. Well, at my graduation from high school, you didn't walk like fully alphabetically. I feel like I've told you guys this story before. And you got to like pick who you walked out with. And then from there, they went alphabetical. And out of 406 other students, I was sat directly. And then you filed out weird. So I was sat directly next to my ex-boyfriend. And things were not good between us. Things were not good at all.
So you had to sit there while they read 406 names?
407, including me. Directly next to him. We were in the second to last row. And our two best friends were behind us. And all of us had to laugh at it.
How fresh was the breakup?
We'd been broken up like a little less than a year.
Oh, well, then come on.
In high school, when you dated for 2 years and
then
he's dating someone new and you went to all the dances with other people and it's like...
Ew. Mm. Well, you couldn't ask to not?
No.
Teachers don't want to hear that.
They put us in like boy, girl, boy, girl. There was a pattern. Girls wore white. The boys wore black. So when you looked over, it was like a checkerboard. It was a whole thing.
See, weren't you just praying that someone would eat it on stage to just break this tension. It would kind of loosen the mood.
Your wife is going to leave you if your son does this.
No, I do kind of get what you're saying, because a big thing with graduation too is, since you can't see the dress under the robe, a lot of girls do like fun shoes, fun heels.
Mm. True.
And that's their first time walking in them, baby. Yeah. And you can tell.
Oh, so they're like little Bambis. They're
just
like,
yeah, from. Yeah, no, it's not the same.
No. All right. Well, if you've got a killer graduate, not a killer.
No carries.
If you've just got a great graduation story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
My high school graduation was very boring. Nothing crazy other than it being at Ellie Calkins Opera House. Whatever.
Oh, fun.
It was cute. My college one, the arts program was last. So we had to wait for literally the entire college before
you
us.
You did a graduation with the entire college? Mm-hmm.
You got to split that up.
Yeah, ours was broken up into like college of arts.
Yeah,
college.
Yeah. And don't make those parents sit through people like the smart kids to see their stupid artist kid.
Yeah, and they told us like not to cheer because they didn't want to take up more
time.
Yeah,
to slow it down.
But us being like the creative people, we made a scene after everyone. And I also,
I
went through
so
7 shooters that day.
Oh.
Erin, you're 5 foot nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you remember going across the stage?
I do. And I have a photo somewhere, because they take your picture. They like give you the fake diploma before you walk across. And they like, that's your official graduation photo. And I'm giving like a massive thumbs up. Just like glossy eyed.
Yeah. You're just hammered.
Yeah.
I would bet most parents who have post-college age children right now are going, uh-huh, that's how it was. Because my graduation, not. My sister's? No further comment.
They were hammered.
Hammered. She went to ASU.
Oh, yeah, ASU. It's part of the curriculum there.
Yeah.
They just walk you through. Yeah, you're good. Freshman, yeah, you're good. You're good. Here's a diploma.
All right. Great graduation stories is what we're looking for. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're looking for graduation stories. Lily?
Yay!
Yay! Graduation. What happened?
Oh, well, I was, I decided to have too much to drink on grad night. And because of that, I was on the bus going on up to San Francisco with my class, had too much fun, and ended up getting sick on the bus. Ooh. And so my parents had to drive all the way up and find the bus on the side of the highway and pulled over. My parents had to come find the bus, take me off the bus, get me home. And my dad was so furious. And as we were walking, my dad was carrying me back into the house, and my brother tells me that he looked at my dad and said, "Dad, what is all over your glasses?" And my dad says, "Projectile vomit."
Wait, you bust on your dad?
Were you?
Yeah, all over.
You were a high schooler, right?
Yes, I'm much better behaved these days.
That's okay. Where did you go to high school? Sounds like it was
California.
Near me.
California.
Yeah.
What specifically?
Near Los Gatos.
Where?
Near Los Gatos in San Carlos.
Los Gatos High School? I went there.
That's literally where Erica went.
We didn't get to do a party bus, and she might be why. That's
because they canceled it because of her.
I ruined it for you guys.
I think so. You know what? I forgive you.
Why would you do? I don't understand why you would let high school kids. Where were you going?
They were going to San Francisco. I don't know.
We were going to catch a ferry to take around the bay.
Yeah, that was encouraging drinking for sure.
Okay. That's incredible.
We're not freaking out.
No, I know. That's crazy.
The odds of that, but I don't understand. So you barfed again when your dad got you then?
Yes.
Okay, good. So you weren't empty yet. Projectile vomit. All right, thank you, Lily. Everything about this was really strange, right?
Yeah. And she didn't seem enthused that I went to Los Gatos at all. That's a small town.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Suzanne?
Yay.
Graduation stories. What do you got?
My husband's grandson, Matt, graduated from Dakota Ridge 2 years ago.
Okay.
They had the graduation at Red Rocks. And beautiful. It was That's a cool. gorgeous day when we started out. Something told me to grab a coat before we left. And we were there early. Weather was just beautiful. But then, like 10 minutes after graduation started, a thunderstorm just rocked that place. And it rained nonstop the entire time. Those
but they kept going?
You got to just stop.
They're nice and square.
Wow.
They were all flopped down around their faces.
Yeah, oh, it would just ruin the hats.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
also, when you're at Red Rocks and there's a thunderstorm, you need to flee.
Yeah.
Because there's high points there. And that giant metal stage is a...
conductor.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It was horrible. And our grandson's last name begins with a W.
Oh, God. So you have to stay for the whole thing.
To sit there.
We were all drenched to the skin, even me with the coat on.
Wow.
Okay. It was, oh, my God, it was so horrific.
Yeah. Okay, these are horrible.
Yep. Graduations are so bad enough to sit through, let alone just getting
they're that
pummeled.
Bad.
They're bad. It's just people's names. If we get right down to it, it's just you're so excited. You wait to hear your kid's name, which you already know their name. They already did
I know,
it.
No, but I There's just no like reason. The supporting part. Like, why are we poo-pooing on, like, you achieved something?
Yeah, and let's all go, yeah, and let's hit Chili's. Yeah. Like, but you don't need to do the...
Chili's.
Okay, Lisa.
Yay.
Graduation. What happened?
My daughter graduated from Dakota Ridge High School in 2010.
This is getting
and
weird.
It is very much alleged that the Jefferson County School District representative that spoke was hammered.
What?
It
no.
made the news.
It made the news?
Mm.
Yes.
Because what did they do? They were just up there slurring?
First
or?
Ever entertaining yeah. graduation speech.
Oh, my God.
Tonight at 9.
Projectile vomiting.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Did somebody screw this up yesterday? I forget. Or were we great yesterday?
T-Hack was mad at us.
Why?
Yeah. You said my story wasn't good.
And it wasn't.
It wasn't.
News. Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
You get it now? How it feels when you nail it like that?
Wait, hold on. When we do it right, we don't get lectured.
No, I'm saying, but you finally get it. This is what it's like.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're in high school choir and every day and when you're rehearsing, you're like, this sucks. And then you do the performance and you feel the chills with the audience there and you're like, oh, that's why we did
that's
it.
That's it.
Yeah.
You were in high school choir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that.
And marching band? Oh, I... News.
With a mustache? Was that then or later?
That was college.
Yeah, I was right. Oh, we were playing D1?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
The moment we've all been waiting for. Quite literally, people were ready for the season to end. And now we know that the Summer House reunion is going to it's a three-part reunion, so there's going to be 3 weeks of it. The first one airs May 26th. That's a week from today at 8 p.m. on Bravo.
Are you watching this?
I literally don't watch, but I am hooked in because the first trailer for it came out. And it's messy because if you remember, two of the people were caught dating. Apparently, one of them had been married to another cast member. The other had dated another cast member. And it looks like the reunion is going to be a complete disaster. And I can't wait.
And what is this on?
Bravo. Summer House.
I just...
May 26th. People have been waiting.
Okay. Okay.
You don't have to like it.
I'm saturated. After my love, like I fell for you, like you guys got me into that Love is Blind thing.
Yeah.
And then I can't go
This
back.
Is a different kind of reality show though. This is one where they just put them in a house and they see what happens. And boy, does a lot happen.
Okay. But you're not watching it.
No, I don't watch it. I just follow the headline.
Okay.
And clips.
Tiak, your story yesterday was great.
It was on Friday.
Yeah. Oh, Friday?
He had a bad story. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday wasn't great either, though.
Yeah, you're really swinging and missing a lot lately.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Some more TV news.
boy.
The Grey's Anatomy universe is expanding. There's going to be a spinoff series. It's an edgy drama about a team at a West Texas rural medical center, the last chance for care before Miles of Nowhere.
So. 50 Shades of Grey's Anatomy.
What? Okay. I think everyone's going to get two stories today.
News is slow today.
Okay. Okay. Let's keep going. Hack.
Good evening.
Good evening.
For those of you who may still be waiting on your tax refund, you're not getting a refund as big as Shakira's getting because she was she was accused of tax fraud in the country of Spain.
Okay.
Turns out she only spent 163 days in Spain in 2011, not the required 183, so she was 20 days short. She's going to be reimbursed $65 million.
Say that number again.
65.
So she gave them $65 million.
And took them to court and was like, I wasn't a resident enough to owe all this money.
She makes enough that she would owe them that much money in 1 year?
Yeah.
That's insane,
there were probably
you guys.
Some penalties, some fines. They probably racketed it up, too, right. Of whatever
interest.
She owed. Yeah, all that. Because I don't know when she was going. They said 2011, but this was pretty recent. So there was like 10-ish years, maybe, between when they claimed she owed it. Yeah.
They were trying to like send her to prison, weren't they?
They were, yeah. But she has won. She's acquitted of tax fraud, and she's $65 million richer.
Good for her.
I know.
Dude, you have redeemed yourself.
Wow.
Let's see what Erica can do.
Catch up, ladies.
Memorial Day good evening.
Good evening.
Memorial Day weekend is approaching, and if you're someone who's planning to travel by car, you're not alone. 39.1 million people will travel by car this weekend, which is a slight increase from last year. Overall, 45 million Americans are traveling. Is anyone in this room traveling for the weekend?
I'm never getting in my car to drive a road trip ever again after picking Noah up.
I feel that way about flying after I've had a bunch of flights lately.
May I take over the program for a brief moment? We said, and we've done nothing about it, we were going to get rip-roaring hammered on Friday with the Adams County Sheriff people in here.
When did we say?
We said it on the air the other day. We were like talking and it was like, hey, we should do the drinking on the air thing.
But I don't know that we picked a date for
it. Yeah. You do it over the Memorial weekend as a public service to people. Hey, don't drink and drive. Like that's when we did it. The last time was Memorial or Labor Day. And then we go, hey man, I've only had two beers and you blow in the thing and you're like, oh my God, I would be arrested right now. It's a public service. It's really us. It's really, it really boils down to watching T-Act just get schmammered, puke, rally,
dance,
and then dance.
Oh.
So do we want, are we doing it or not?
We haven't contacted them, have we?
Adams County, is it Adams County Sheriff? Is that who we normally use?
I think so.
We had Jeffco last time. It's been years since we've done
it. It was in my hood. One guy lives on the PP Park.
What? Okay.
Oh, the PP Park.
My PP Park.
Okay.
All right. If we're going to do it.
Okay. We can.
If we don't want to do it, we don't have to do it.
I'm
who's in for getting hammered on the air on Friday?
Yeah, it's great.
And if you want to listen to us get hammered on the air Friday, 303-222-5423, text in. But if you are the Adams County Sheriff people and you want to.
Okay.
Hold TX hair while he barfs. Hit us up.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen, if you're one of those people who loves our show, but you've been on the fence about Erica, let me just let you know. you're about to, you're getting on one side of the fence for sure right now. There is a survey out that talks about the best pizza chain, and we're in the room kind of discussing it amongst ourselves when Princess says, I don't really eat pizza. What?
No.
What? I don't remember the last time I ordered a pizza.
There we go.
And then we retorted, did you not just move? Like, I can't imagine being on one end of a couch. Just even if I'm moving a couch from one side of my basement to the other, there damn well better be a pizza at the end of that rainbow.
Yes.
Like, if I touch furniture in an aggressive way, I get a triangle of cheesy pepperoni goodness, full stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're a psychopath. Oh, we ordered kava. What?
We're trying to be healthy.
What are you talking? I don't care. You burned the calories moving.
Yeah.
So then burn them, man. Get after.
I don't ever, like literally never think to myself, let's call or let's go on our app and order a pizza. Pizza has become like, I go to a cool pizza place. We go to like the higher end pizza place.
What's a higher end pizza place? I don't know what that is. Marco's? Is Marco's a higher end pizza place? What's a Mellow Mushroom or something? Is that the one?
I haven't been to Mellow Mushroom. I've maybe been to Marco's. Is there one downtown?
I've never had Marco's, but I've heard real good things about
them. Down. I don't think it was Marco's that I went to.
Maybe somewhere. The one Marco's I went to was, we thought it sat down and it was not a sit down one, but we had to eat there. And so we just like sat on benches. So I don't know if all
that's
of them are like
that. That's what you do with the Godfathers too, right? The one in Park Meadows. Like you just, they're like, it's kind of a to go place, but you're like, I don't care. Set up a table for me. I'm T-Hack.
The Godfathers?
Thought the Godfathers.
What is
not,
the
not Godfathers? Sorry. Oh, Bojo's.
Bojo's.
There is a Godfathers. There's Godfathers up north.
What?
Yes, there's Godfather's.
Godfather's pizza?
Yes. Dude, Godfather's back in the day, their pizza was so thick. Bojo's is thicker and better. Sorry.
Yeah.
Godfather's is not going to hold up. It's going to be like watching 16 Candles. You're like, this was a great movie, and now I watch it, and it's like real bad.
My dad was eating at the Godfather's pizza in our hometown when they came in, and they shut it down.
What?
They're like, we're closing. Everyone just...
He was there during the thing.
And they made everyone just leave. They're like, we're done. We're done. Everyone leave. Just leave your...
Was it during their like bunch of lunch or something?
No, I think then they closed forever. They were just... The restaurant was done. And I don't know if it was mafia related or what.
Oh.
But it was just sad. I never got to say goodbye.
Because Godfather's had this thing, this refillable like little thing that you could bring. This is when I like soda. My parents would bring it and we set it at the table and then they'd go and fill it with like Mr. Pibb. And then you just have your own, like you'd have those red cups, like the red plastic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Like the pizza joint places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they used to have potato wedges.
Yes.
They used to have the wedges on the buffet. Guys,
none of this is turning you on, you know what I mean? In any way, shape, or form where you're like, oh my
pizza.
God.
I have a good example of a sit down pizza, like Angelo's Taverna.
Angelo, sure, but they're more oysters.
Not if you don't like oysters. We had really good pizza there recently. Really good.
Angelo's is dope.
It was awesome.
The original one like on 6th Avenue.
Yeah.
But it's like, did you get limoncello?
No.
No.
Sorry, you're right.
No,
you're
fish.
Right, man. You're right.
Fish by the pizza? No, keep them separate.
No.
What are you doing?
I haven't called Domino's in...
Well, no one does. You use the app.
But okay, whatever. Okay. I haven't ordered a Domino's pizza.
Do you? I'm telling
you. 15 years since I lived at home, maybe in college a couple times, but it was my roommates would do it and I would just eat.
Okay. I have something to say to everyone except you, okay? So can you sit quietly for a second?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and Tiak, you look at Dane and you tell me that man doesn't want to hork down a pizza.
He is
pretending to not like pizza because you don't.
It's not about not... Well, I didn't like it as a kid. I would get the salad bar.
As a kid?
What? As a kid. I really liked salad.
What
as a kid.
What the hell happened to you? Your mother, I'm like, I'm calling social services
and
now.
And I didn't like meat, so I didn't want the pepperoni or anything.
What?
I know.
So you're at like Shakey's eating a salad?
It was a Pizza Hut, I think.
But there's cheese pizza, there's breadsticks, there's cheese sticks, there's still so many other pizza-related options.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go right to salad?
That's such a crazy jump.
I was a big salad kid. But I'm sure Dane likes pizza, but we get pizza.
No, you just said you don't. You just said you don't.
We go have pizza.
It's the same thing.
Mm. We don't have pizza at home.
That's like pizza.
Yes, you need pizza.
We're getting a pizza.
Yeah, meat lovers, carnivore. Firing down stuff.
I don't know if he likes pizza this much either.
I bet she does. Text him right now.
Once a week, I get a frozen one, a gluten-free frozen
one. Once a week?
It's gotten to the point where my 6-year-old nephew told me last week, Aaron, you eat a lot of pizza.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We want to talk about your kids being little turd buckets. You turn your head for 1 second, and what do they do? There was some news story, I don't have it in front of me, with some kid... shoved his head. Why do kids put their heads in things?
They're just curious.
What? Shoved his head through the banister.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know how ears work. But on
you
the
don't
way in.
Think about it that way
easy.
When you're a kid.
It goes right in. I don't know how you get it out. Is it butter?
Ooh.
Well, the fire department had to come
in. Yeah,
for
they
this
called
one.
Them in, but you don't have to. If you don't want the embarrassment, You just butter your kid up, I think.
I've seen people also, if the kids are small enough, they can just put their whole body through instead of going in
shove
reverse.
Them through and then down the, you know, they fall onto the
someone
earth
will
below.
Catch them.
A foot can get through? If you turn it the correct way, I guess.
Yeah. Well, if their head got through, I think your head is bigger than your foot.
Okay.
Let's put your head up by your foot.
I can't.
Put your head by my foot.
No, thank you.
Yeah. So they did have to call the fire department and they sawed him out?
It said that they pulled the posts apart.
Oh.
So they were probably metal. They might have been able to bend them.
Yeah, like wrought iron.
Think of how expensive that is, though.
Yeah.
Have you ever turned your head for 1 second? This is a TAC question, but you guys have nephews and nieces and whatnot. You turn your head for 1 second, and then they took their diaper and they finger painted.
Yeah, for sure. You've come in after nap sometimes. You're like,
look what
a little
done.
Monet.
Oh God!
It's the worst thing as a parent where you're just like, you want to applaud their creativity, but you're like, work in watercolors, homie. Yeah.
The shading on this side, Hazel, it's a little.
That is like the one part that makes me go, I don't know.
You have to get used to
poop.
All manners of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if they got a booger, you got to go.
Yeah.
It's you. You're the last line of defense on that booger thing. And then, yeah. Okay. Anybody else want to say one? Because I'd like.
It happened to me just the other day. My wife was out of town on a work trip, so I was with the kids, and we're hanging on by a thread already, as you can probably imagine. And so I'm doing some work in the kitchen, and Hayes is up in her room playing, and I hear like a weird whirring sound, kind of like.
Oh.
And so I called up, like, Hayes, what's that?
Whirring.
Yeah, like she had, I thought maybe she turned on like her humidifier or something. Mm. It was like, hey, you know, don't turn that. She goes, oh no, don't worry, it's just the water.
It's just what water?
And so I sprinted. You know,
her saying, "Don't worry,
it's the water."
Yeah,
don't worry. So I sprinted up, and she was drumming on the toilet,
of course,
and then she had turned on the bidet. Which then started.
If there's no butt there,
it's
a fountain.
It was a fountain.
The whirring, was it hitting the wall?
It was the sound of the water coming through, and it was just leaking over, spray. So the bathroom was just like a pool. I mean, there's water everywhere because it had been going
for a bit.
Well, she told me not to worry. Of course.
Right.
I was pretty casual.
You have to be a trusting father and let her just do.
Right. It was that. It was the bidet. So be careful with the bidets, or put your butt in front of them if you're going to turn it on.
And she didn't think to turn it back off, or she didn't understand the concept of.
I think she got scared. I think she got too, you know.
But she said, don't worry.
It's just the
water.
She
want a drum on the toilet.
I know. Get her a real drum.
Okay.
This is my fault.
Do we believe they're all going to be destruction?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Or could they have done something
to
magical?
Themselves? No.
Okay, it's not magical. Okay. No. If you turned your head for 1 second and your kid did something. Whatever, we want to hear what it was. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call.
With my nephew, this one's a little scary, actually. My sister, we were all together for the holidays. My sister went upstairs to wrap the presents. Plenty of adults around, but he was playing with one of the other nephews. They were running around. He bonked his head a little bit and starts crying. And by the time my sister, you know, hears her own kids cry and turns around to look at him, he's blue, and he has had a breath-holding spell, which is where they just stop breathing. So I was
self-inflicted
called,
breath-holding
it's
spell?
It's like something that happens when they get like worked up. It can happen.
I've never heard of that before this moment.
Fully blue. I called 911, and our sister-in-law smacked him on the back because we thought he was choking on something. Oh, no.
And then he just remembered to breathe again?
And he went...
And blue.
Yeah. So we didn't have ambulance come, but they took him to the hospital and they were like, he was just holding his breath. Are you kidding
Till
me?
You're blue. Like eventually your brain goes, hey man, cool it.
So your body will like pass out and then it resets and your brain will make you breathe.
But you guys just didn't let him get to that point.
We didn't let him get to that point because we didn't know what it was at the time.
I'm sorry. I have two children. You have two children?
Yeah, I've never, no.
Yeah, something to be aware of. Some kids just do it and then they grow out of it.
Mm. Maybe if they're sick, you can reset. It's like a hard reset.
Right.
And they'll be both.
Get them a breath hold.
This is not like
it was
control all delete.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You just
it was
hard boot it, just unplug it.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, he was unplugged. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I think there was a Reddit thread about this, and my favorite one is they turn their head for 1 second. Their toddler grabbed a stick of butter.
It's my favorite one too.
Threw it into the fish tank. Now, this is when today's the day I learned when a child could like hold their breath until they need a stick of butter in a fish tank kills all of the fish.
Yeah. What? Really?
Literally.
What?
They can't have butter.
Yeah. They can't have it. Minutes later, all the fish were floating.
Without butter either. It's like they pair so well.
I know it is good to dip them in it, but that's after they're dead. Mm. So maybe they saw it and they're like, oh, I guess we're... Or maybe they were all just holding their breath.
That's it.
They just needed a reset.
Okay.
Oh, those poor fishies.
I did not know that either.
All right.
But that would be... Imagine what...
Anything other than water with fish.
It's melting into their water.
Don't put stuff in the ocean all the time.
Well,
I don't condone it, but they do it.
Here's the deal. Tiak could go swimming in a lake. All the fish wouldn't die. But his skin has a certain percentage of butter on it at all times.
You don't know for sure. You don't know for sure that the fish wouldn't die.
Yeah, it ain't sunscreen. I'll tell you that.
All right. If you've got a turned my head for 1 second story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for that thing. It's the thing that every parent knows. Yeah. You just turned your head 1 second, and then your kids did something horrifying. Sierra?
Yeah.
You turned your head 1 second. What happened?
I told my girls not to be jumping on the bed. I was just going to go vacuum the other room real quick. And all of a sudden, I hear some screaming. And I was also watching some other kids. And I heard some screaming. And I go in the room. And there is my youngest daughter with her bone sticking out of her arm.
Oh,
from jumping on the bed?
Yes, yeah. There was two twin beds. And apparently they were trying to jump from one bed to the other. The oldest daughter,
my sister and I used to do this.
Looked over to the youngest daughter and said, let's jump.
Yep.
Yeah.
You gotta do it. You gotta make the jump.
How did a compound fracture or whatever happen?
She didn't make the jump, man.
Oh, my gosh.
She didn't make the jump. Parkour.
Oh, man. That's horrific.
For sure.
But they learned the lesson. I bet they don't jump on the beds anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely didn't have that problem again.
Yeah.
Woo. Okay. There's a book about that.
There is?
It involves monkeys.
Yes, yeah. and we did.
No more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Yeah.
Okay. That's really horrifying. I don't know that I can keep doing this.
That's a rough one.
Because I've never. Have you ever seen a compound fracture?
Nope.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
All right. This is actually my parents turned their head because this was me.
Okay.
So. Well, this was back when houses didn't have 2 and 3 car garages. We lived in a 1-garage house.
Okay.
Our bikes were in front of the car. We asked our dad to pull the car so we can get our bikes out. He had stuff going on, so he said, when I have time. So my 6-year-old self and my 2 8-year-old brothers got impatient and we backed the car out of the garage.
And?
How well did it go?
Fantastic. We successfully backed the car out of the garage. However, we didn't know how to get it back in park, so we had to take turns holding the brake pedal down with our hands.
Oh, my gosh.
Ingenious, though. Yeah. Ingenious.
Working together.
Yes.
Okay. How long until your dad noticed?
Oh, as soon as he came out, because we were still holding the brake
pedal. 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And there was no technology, so we all were grounded to our rooms for the entire day, which was an eternity back then.
Aww. Wow. No bite.
So smart, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Thank you. Tanya.
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
My kids and my cousin's kids brought their pool inside and the hose inside and filled it up.
Like a little inflatable pool?
Yeah.
And then they got
they
the hose?
It up in the living room.
Yeah.
Okay. Where were you?
That like sounds like you have to turn your head for multiple seconds.
Well, we were in the bedroom, like, switching her bedroom around, and they asked if they could fill it up. And we said, yeah, just give us a few minutes. We're just going to do this real quick. And we were like switching her bedroom around, like moving her bed.
And you came out to the living room and they were splashing around.
We switched the living room.
Yeah, we heard something. That sounded like water. And oh, it my was God. Filling up the pool.
That's amazing.
That is.
God, I love kids. Melissa?
Yes, that's me.
Yes, that's me. You turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
I was babysitting my much younger sisters, and they decided to go get a cooler and use it as a bathroom in their rooms instead of go to the bathroom because they wanted a bathroom in their room. And not just number one, number two.
And then you
and we didn't
it
find
up.
It for weeks. Yeah.
Was it a good cooler, like a Yeti or something?
Well, this was like 20 years ago. Okay. So no, it wasn't a fancy, but my
so
dad
you didn't
my
notice?
Dad yeah, it wasn't cold anymore.
Yeah.
You didn't notice that poop was piling up for how many days?
It was a while because my dad thought maybe there's a dead mouse somewhere. Like we were tearing everything apart.
No, there was a cooler full of feces
that is
in the room.
Disgusting.
Yeah, and the bathroom.
We're going camping
really,
this weekend.
You know, out the hallway down there. Yeah, so
I think
definitely more than one time they used it too.
Ew.
There is a huge disconnect with you guys on what this is about. That is turning your head. For an eternity,
yeah.
And letting your kids fill a cooler with poop.
It was her sibling.
Hey, I really didn't want to babysit anymore, so maybe I wasn't trying too hard.
Yeah, okay. No, that's great.
Wow.
Thank you, Melissa. Jody.
Yay.
Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
So my kids are about 2 and 4, and my 4-year-old daughter drew all over her brother with permanent marker, and they come down the stairs. And she is so proud that he looks like a pretty little cat. Oh. And they are just cracking up. And he had permanent marker on him for about a week and a half.
Was it like his face?
Yeah.
His face, his stomach, yeah. His arms.
Looks like a pretty little cat. Yeah.
Can't fall asleep first. Everyone knows the rules.
My daughter and her friend did this exact same thing, except they turned one of them into the Incredible Hulk, except red. With her mother's lipstick from MAC.
Oh, no.
So it was like, and it was on the carpet, it was on the walls, it was all over the kid, and it was hundreds of dollars.
Gone.
Stephanie?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Turned your head for 1 second. What happened?
Oh, well, I was at my mother's house, and my children lived downstairs, and my grandbaby, I'm a granny, so my grandbaby was 4 years old, five, going to school. Well, anyways, she went to the bathroom at night, and this is when those little tiny M&Ms started to come out, and everybody, all the little kids loved them, the tiny M&Ms.
Oh, but, the M&M minis.
Loved those. Yeah.
Yes, they were so good. I mean, like, I loved them. Well, her and her sisters got packs of them, and we all went to sleep, and we told them that they couldn't have them. You know, they have to wait till tomorrow after school to have them. Well, I guess she had a couple of them, and when she went to the restroom in the middle of the night, she pooped, and they came out whole. She took the poop and put it in her backpack and took it to school. And when her aunt went to pull the stuff out, asked her why, and she said, because you told us not to waste anything. And she wanted to eat them again later.
No. Oh, my God.
No.
No.
Better in school.
Why did they come out?
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We embarked on a little journey a little while ago that we're calling Candy's Confessions. I did not foresee it becoming as popular as it is.
It's the best part of every week.
Sure. It's just, I don't understand why some things should just be held inside. Do you know what I mean?
But like sometimes you gotta get it out, and who's best to call?
Us? Like, because we're the non-moral compass of society?
Oh, well. Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
Like, it's people lying to their parents about things, lying to their spouses. It's just a bunch of liars and cheaters. I'm sorry. Wait. I forgot our little rule.
No judgment.
This is Candy's Confessions. So if you have something on your mind that you've never told anybody that you want to get off your chest, we're told by the people who've already done it that it feels really good to get it out. We always change your name to Candy.
Right.
And if you want, we'll voice disguise you as well. Shall we do another one?
Yeah.
Tiak is the only one in the room who knows, like, do we need a shower when this one is done?
No judgment. Let's hear him out.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me guess what this person's name is. Is it Candy?
Yeah.
You are disguised, and clearly your name is not Candy. What what is your confession? Get it off your chest.
Okay, so every day when I pick up my kids from school, I like to bring my dog because there's this really nice dad who also brings his dog, and then our dogs play together, and it's honestly become like the highlight of my day. And I kind of need the attention. Things aren't great at home.
Are you married?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Confessions. If she wasn't married, this would just be maybe innocent flirtation.
If she wasn't married, it was just like, ooh, I'm flirting with a dad at the school.
Yeah.
Do you think he's married? Does he wear a ring? You know what? You're married. It doesn't matter.
No, I still want to know. Do you think he's married?
I think he's married. I believe so.
But do you think he's flirting back?
I don't know. I don't know that I care. I just enjoy it. It's just fun.
I mean, we're not here to judge.
Right.
But so what is it?
Wow.
What does it do for you? Like, as long as we're just like
validation, maybe.
Yeah. Does he say like you're pretty, or is it just him giving you attention? I'm like, I want to know how far.
Here's my dog. You're pretty.
Well, no, it's just like I don't know.
No, he's never said anything specifically. It's more just like a vibe. Like we're both kind of nervous around each other, I guess, and it's like this flirting feeling and. Very like, you know, meeting someone for the first time feeling, and it's been a long time since I felt like that. So it's exciting.
It's attention, right? I mean, he's at least, he's probably saying, oh, hey, how you been?
He asked me about my day, I asked about his. It's attention for sure.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is this worthy of confessing? I think it is.
Clearly, you're thinking that it'd be cool if something else happened.
That's the question.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, that is know. That's because it wouldn't be a confession if you weren't. I honestly believe
it wouldn't feel so dirty if you weren't thinking about what could be.
Yeah.
So you are
like, I'm not gonna do anything. Like I'm not gonna pursue it. But if he was to make a move, I would probably go along with it. Ooh. Oh my god.
Oh.
We
Yeah.
I feel like we should back away.
Yeah, I feel like we made
this is what we wanted. We want confessions. This is
okay.
Yeah, right. Don't ever let your wife take the dogs to pick up the kids.
Okay. Do you have So is this every day? Right now?
Pretty much. Okay. Sometimes he's not there, and then it's like sad.
Nope, that's good. I
feel like I need to take a shower.
Yeah, no, so do I. Thank you for the call, Candy. What would you do if that was your wife?
I would be to hear her. I wonder if the guy knows anything. Like to hear that she is thinking that and that it's more than that. And is this a two-way street? I don't.
Or is this like delusion?
Yeah. Because it's like you didn't really cross any lines yet. That's why I'm having trouble with it. But in your mind.
But she called us to confess.
Right.
So like if it's just. I sort of look forward to, say your male person is very friendly, right? The person, and you're just I really look forward to our interactions. It's just like, hey, Tom, hey, Susie. Like, and you just, hey, I just get this warm feeling. I just like that person. Like, you wouldn't call for a confession. You wouldn't.
Because you,
I just look forward. Like, she didn't say, I look forward to our time together.
No, it's like she's she intentionally brings the dogs so that the dogs will.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gives her an excuse. Yeah, I would hate that.
Yeah.
If it were my wife.
Well, okay. Yeah, do we think it's going to escalate? I think the question that I have is, like, the next time there's a concert at school, like, does she tell her husband, you don't need to go?
Oh God!
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you start going down that manipulate your time with somebody else schedule, that's what happens.
Yeah, you stay. I'll bring the dog.
There's a party at work, but you don't need to come. And it's like, why don't I need to come? What's going on at your work? And it's like,
so she's like on the cusp, is what you're saying. She's you're right. And she called us. She knows something.
She knows it's wrong.
Yikes.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Slacker, if you if you were planning a date with someone and a few days before you actually made the plan. So say on Tuesday you made the plans, Saturday's for Saturday, or date set for Saturday.
Okay.
Are you texting to confirm on Saturday? Or are you like, I made the plan? This is not, there's no right or wrong answer here. I'm researching.
I don't know how to answer. I don't, we're getting into an area where it's probably why I'm single. I don't even know how to approach, like even on the dating apps, I think you're supposed to just go, hey, we should go grab a drink at, like you're supposed to get real specific and whatever. And I was always just like, hey.
You know, where do you want
to
go?
Message? No, not even like, I think what women want on a dating app is somebody very direct and very like, because everyone else is like, what's up or whatever.
Mm. Well, I just think in general, if you're getting to the point, no matter how you met, where you're going to go on a date, it's so really nice when the guy's like, let's do Wednesday here at this time.
So here we're getting into the other part of my problem. Mm. I need to know you better. Like
So you become a pen pal.
Probably, because here's the thing. I don't want to choose Ocean Prime if you're not an Ocean Prime type person. Like if I go Saturday, Ocean Prime, DTC, see you. And it's like, ew.
But that's not like, your opening message. That's not the point of this. I'm saying maybe you met someone in the wild. Okay. And you've decided,
okay, I'd we're meeting.
To take you on a date. Like you guys chit chat, you exchange numbers, and you're like, hey, I'd love to take you out. And she's like, great, I'm free Saturday. And you say, perfect, meet me at, okay, say she has no Ocean Prime.
Then, again, I don't think I'm the right person to ask, because there'd be 432 text messages between Tuesday and set. Like,
great.
I don't
That's
know that I
fine.
Would.
Are you still confirming?
Like during those, I think I'd be, have you looked at the menu? Are you sure you want to go there? Like,
okay, you're right. You are the wrong person. Yeah, to ask.
But I think I understand what you're saying. Like, not so confident that it's like, I have bequeathed that we're going to this place on Saturday. She'll be there, period, full stop. She's going to be there.
Okay.
I think as a human, you want to at least remind them. Like if you didn't send them a calendar invite and they hit check and you know that you had two alerts on that calendar invite, so you're like, tell me when it's time to leave. Like, I believe I would. Am I answering these wrong?
No, you're fine. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm going to go to Aaron now. Go back to when you and your boyfriend started dating. Mm-hmm. If you had a first date planned, would you expect him to confirm day of?
Yeah. I would also, if I hadn't heard anything, I would reach out and be like, hey, just making sure we're still set.
That's it right there. So there is a frenzy going on online. What? And actually a friend of mine who's a content creator got really caught up in this whole thing, and it's becoming a thing. There is kind of an age-old internet rule that unless a guy confirms morning of your date, you're not showing up.
You're going to blow me up. Like, if I didn't tell you no, I didn't tell you my plans have changed.
Right.
You need Look, I'm not saying you're wrong, but like, if you were an emphatic yes to my thing, and it's like, so just me, and as long as if we agreed to terms, if it wasn't like, I'll swing by your place, which you're never going to do.
Right.
We'll meet there.
Meet me there at 7.
Yeah, meet me.
And here's the location and here's the day.
What do I need to talk to you again for?
I'm with you. The internet seems to believe, and I think this is like a dating app culture thing, that if you don't confirm, the woman should just not show up. And a lot of women are like, and I won't text him to confirm. I will not. It's against my values. You know, he doesn't value me and my time and all this stuff. So actually, my friend who made this video that I can post on our stories in a little bit on the Slacker Show on Instagram, she was saying, like, I would not be married today if I hadn't texted my first date at the time. It was literally the man who ended up being her husband. Had gotten busy and hadn't confirmed, and she decided to text and be like, just want to make sure we're still on. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Yes, of course. And she's like,
Confirmed?
When you made the plan.
Yes.
But with dating apps, ghosting is like 80% of what happens.
Yeah.
For sure. And that's why I'm like, so why wouldn't the woman It's like this thing where it's like girls shouldn't have to ask
Chase me.
Yes. What are we doing? And my girl Tinks, who I love, played this video that I'm talking about on her show and was like, girls should never text to confirm. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I agree with the internet completely.
The guy should reach out again.
Absolutely. Say, I'm very excited to see you tonight. See you at 7.
That is
with a message. I wouldn't be able to stop myself from going, I can't wait to see you.
And still that's fine. But what if you had the craziest day at work and you've never met this person before?
But I'm definitely going to go.
It's still on me to let them know I had a crazy day. I can't make it.
I am going to make it.
You're still going to make it. But you just haven't had time to confirm. So that
would
mean
I would make it a priority to confirm. If I liked this person, I would make it a priority.
I confirmed with you on Tuesday.
That's
when
how I
asked
date
you.
Is I'm a gentleman, and you would say I would have flowers ready, and I would text ahead of time, say I'm excited to see you tonight.
Flowers.
Okay. That's another whole question that I wanted to ask because it's like I did go on the and I was like, should I get? And I didn't. It's like feels so desperate or something.
If it's not your vibe, which it seems to be, T-Hack.
I am desperate. Yes. Can't wait to see you tonight. I hope you haven't changed your mind.
No, I don't think that's desperate. And I do think that's got an element of chivalry. Please don't take this animus relationship with me because I do understand what you're saying. That is great. And I'm probably like you more than I'm not. But also, if I got busy and I forgot, I have been thinking about this date.
Right.
And it's like, I also feel like, hey, are we good? Reeks of not confident. It's like, of course you're coming. We confirmed.
Yes, that was my point exactly. Because I was texting with my friend and I was like, and she was saying, she's like, it's funny to me. I'm going to put everyone on blast here. But she said, it's funny to me that Tinks, that big creator and influencer, took the stance of like, women shouldn't do it. Tinks is single. My friend who confirmed the date herself is married.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I confirmed with Dane the day of our first date. It got to about 5 p.m., and I was like, ooh, I want to just make sure at 7 we're still on. And I texted him and he was
did
like,
you feel
of course.
Like you were lessening your value when you confirmed? Why would you?
Like, is it so bad for a girl to reach out and be like, just making sure we're all set?
I would be mortified. Yeah. I'd be mortified that I made her feel that way, that she wasn't sure that I would show up.
That's just dating culture now, though.
I would never want her thinking that I forgot.
I get it.
Hello? I forgot about our date? That's not going to go well for me.
That's not you, though.
But I would never want her thinking, oh, sorry, I just have so many dates. It's hard to keep them all straight. I would do whatever I could to make sure she felt, I am excited to see you at this time that we confirmed. I can't wait.
But I think to Aaron's point, dating app culture, it's just not that uncommon for a guy to
just blow
not
it off.
Follow through. Yeah. So while
so it's not you.
And you haven't dated in a long time, which is awesome.
Yeah.
And you probably, even if you were single now, you wouldn't be dating for long because you're a good guy.
Oh, no.
Okay. You just need to work on it a little bit. You don't try hard enough.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I've waited till this point in the show to spring this on you.
Oh, boy.
Can you guys tell?
You look very nice.
You do look dressed up.
Yeah.
Do I? No, it's just, I was kind of chilly today. I just kind of felt like wearing a overshirt.
Nope,
that's not it. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Raise your eyebrows for me. Okay, you didn't get Botox. Which was a messed up way to
Can I just
that?
Say, I regret how I've approached this. I haven't slept. My sleep score last night was like a 25.
Oh my gosh.
And I didn't think you could have that without being dead.
Oh, you can.
I tried to go to bed early.
Would you get better sleep if you were dead?
I think you would.
Okay.
Would you get 100?
Your oxygen levels would be dangerously low.
Yeah.
Sure.
But everything else would be like, wow, did you not move?
Right.
You were in the deep, deep zone all night long. I shouldn't have approached it this way because it's kind of serious for me. So I go to bed. One of the dogs has to pee, so I have to get up. And then Then I finally get back to bed. And then my son was out at a concert. So then he came in and the dogs went crazy. And I'm like, ugh. And then back to bed. And then Moxie jumps into bed and she's so excited to having seen Noah and whatever. And then is like,
ugh. Oh, yeah. The classic, I'm too excited. I'm going to throw up.
But here's the deal. It was about an hour after he got home. And this has been going on for like the last 2 weeks.
I thought it was the other dog.
It was.
Got it.
Oh.
So that's what brings me to where I am today. I don't know if this... TX said the other day that his children were passing around the barfiness, right?
A little bit. Mm-hmm.
And there's something very scary when your kids barf. Because you're like, please don't have something bad. But they can also communicate. At a certain age, they're like... I'm not hungry or my butt hurts or like they tell you whatever it is, they can tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
Dogs.
Yeah.
Zip zero zilch. So where this started was the other dog like was like, whoa, whoa, like 2 weeks ago, picked the dog up. I want y'all to give me a little credit because that is exactly what it sounds like.
And it's the worst sound in the world because you're like, no, 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 no.
It's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're dead asleep and all of a sudden, whoop, whoop, yeah. whoop, and you're like, oh, please, God.
And you kind of pick him up and you hold him out in front of you while you run to the, get outside.
But I have to go downstairs.
Oh, my God.
To get outside or break a window and throw him.
And that's not, yeah.
Feels not, yeah.
Right.
So running downstairs.
In the shower.
Oh, my gosh. Can
I just say 2 a.m. me doesn't think like that. It's just like must get outside. God, I should just get anywhere that isn't carpet or comforter.
Yep.
Yeah. That's but it. Also dogs, like the minute you stop them, they won't do it again until they're in their space.
Well, so running Evie down the stairs, a little bit on the stairs.
Ew.
And then I get her outside, outside a little bit and it's blood.
Right. Oh, right.
Scary. Rush to the ER. Do the thing and they go, I don't think it's anything. I think she has an ulcer because she's got a sensitive stomach. Got it. Great. Treating the ulcer, giving her Prozac, doing all the things.
Yeah, Tom.
Like a week later, now Moxie's doing the same thing, except Moxie at her mom's house poops on the very white rug in front of the shower. It's blood. And the vets just go, yeah, it must just be a kind of a virus or something. That's where I'm at today. I don't know. If there's a virus for humans where TX puking blood and I'm pooping blood, I don't know that this is a casual conversation.
I
like
do think with dogs, sometimes they just do that.
It's not like, and it's I'm sorry, terrifying. I'm not trying to be graphic. It's not like, oh, the stool is darker and I've heard that darker stool means blood. It's fresh.
Right.
Like, like, it's that's disgusting. Very
graphic. You didn't avoid being graphic.
Right.
There.
But I'm just trying to say.
I just like when you do the sound.
There seems to be a lack of give a flying F, and I don't know what to do.
So, did you take Moxie?
So, last night, Moxie was just like, wah! Like, this one was more food, but like super mucousy. And then she rolls over and puts her paw in it. Now I'm like, I now have laundry, a dog wash. Like, I don't know what to do now because when you call back, they're like, yeah, no, just give her the Prilosec too. And you're like,
were you calling the normal vet or were you calling the emergency
vet? We've done both.
Oh.
So Evie got better, worse. And we were calling the emergency and then brought in the real vet. And then they're just like, okay, well, no, I just think it's just probably a viral thing. I just like, where's that sense of urgency? Again, I just say, if I pooped blood today, I don't think y'all would be going, yeah, finish the show though, right? Maybe take a Prilosec and like knock out the show, Slacks.
I do have Tums.
I think I do too, actually.
Where are we going to put the Tums?
I still think it would help.
So what do I do? Is all
well,
like,
is Evie the first dog? Is she better now? Or
she
she's
seems
still
to
kinda...
be getting better, but we're loading them up with so many drugs.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, if the first dog did kind of get over it, then can't you kind of rest your hat on, okay, it will pass?
But in the meantime,
no pun.
Do you know how long it takes to wash a king-size comforter? Can we talk about it? Because like you put it in the dryer on a full cycle 4 times and it's still wet.
This is a comforter, not a duvet?
Comforter.
Oh, gosh, you're...
It's one of the Costco fries.
Right, because we're a
fluffy
duvet, so you can just take,
that off and get it done in one. No, this is an all-day project, and this is the third time I've washed it this week.
It's so not funny, but I don't know what the answer is, but maybe...
Anybody listening, if you can, like...
Yeah.
Or is it just normal that I am sitting in a pile of my own blood right
no,
now?
No,
finish the show.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story of how you really need to be careful about who you give your number to.
Okay.
I have a story about a guy who's got an eye for crime.
If that's a pun, I swear to God, I'm turning this car around.
Let's just pack it up.
Yeah, maybe start turning that wheel.
Beep, beep.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Oh. Hey.
I'm going to drink some beer.
Wow.
I don't know.
I feel like that's Scotch in Scotland. So don't you think it'd be like Ireland is where Guinness is from?
I think it's Scotland. Know? They still drink a lot of beer.
There's a lot of whiskey too and stuff. But
whiskey with an E.
Oh, that's right.
I think.
No. I think that's Ireland.
I think it's only in a... Hey, guys.
It doesn't matter. Right. Okay, so a man in Scotland walked into a liquor store.
Okay.
Maybe got some whiskey with an E.
Okay.
Just kidding. He shoplifted a bottle of vodka.
Oh. Okay.
But somewhere between the vodka aisle and the exit, you know, you have to leave when you're shoplifting.
Yeah.
He got distracted by the lady behind the counter, you know, the employee.
Was she pretty?
She was pretty.
Oh, I liked it.
He said, I'm going to flirt with her.
I'm going to flirt.
So he gave his name and number.
What? To the cute girl?
To the cute girl who is working at the shop.
Yeah.
He is shoplifting.
Yeah, no, he's going down for that one.
Yep. So she did not contact him. She said, cops, come here.
Here's his number.
Yep.
But she knew he was shoplifting at the time.
I think so.
Yeah.
She said, go ahead and give it to me. Yep. And also maybe we'll go on a date later.
Wow. Okay.
And then she asked him, if you had the chance to change your fate, would you?
It's the only accent that has worked in this entire thing.
Yeah. It fit, too. It fits.
Did. Yeah. It really did. Oh, okay. Well, we don't really have time for that.
My story's out of Greece.
Greece is the word, is the word.
What kind of accent do they have in Greece?
I don't know. They have a lot of consonants in their names. I know that.
Yeah. Huh.
Mm-hmm. I cannot picture a Greek.
I have a very Greek accent. Friend.
Is it Mamma Mia? Do they have accents in Mamma Mia?
They're all like American and moved to Greece. Yeah.
Text in your best Greek accent.
In your best accent. That's right.
There was a man in Greece. He was on his driving on his way to court.
Okay.
He unfortunately had gotten in trouble because he had driven without his glasses.
Yeah.
And so he got a ticket for that.
You gotta have your vision correction.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta have it.
On the way to court, he crashed his car.
Oh.
Because he wasn't wearing his glasses.
Dude. Oh. Dude.
I guess he still can't find them. I don't
know. My brother.
I know. He said, I never saw this coming. What's the eye in crime?
How? Like, from a timing space, we don't have a lot of time left. Can you be done, or?
Yeah, I've said my piece. I
couldn't think of any.
He's
well,
in
that's
big
kind
trouble.
Of myopic of you.
Mm.
Nice.
It's a good frame of reference.
Ooh,
yeah. This is gonna give him a bad stigma. Tism in the.
He said four eyes, no, four tickets.
Dude, I'm not the one who gets to say the thing.
I know. Or one of you, I don't know.
Somebody end it.
Those were the stupid people. Where are my glasses? We could find...
Or not.
For God today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.